Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do we think the Steelers running back room compares to that of the AFC North running back rooms? I think Baltimore leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. They've got Derrick Henry, who's an alien, who is an absolute stud. And then who they got behind him? Justice Hill.
Yep.
But I think he might be able to pencil the Steelers running back room second in the AFC North behind Baltimore. Like, Chase Brown to me is just a guy. I think Jalen Warren's better than him.
Yeah, slightly. They remind me of each other.
Then they got Samaje Perine and Taj Brooks. Okay. They're going to throw it 50 times a game. Cleveland, Jerome Ford,
No.
Dylan Sampson, Quidshon Judkins. I think I'd put the Steelers second in the AFC North right now.
Yeah, I think they'd be tied. I put them tied with Cincinnati.
You like Chase Brown?
Yeah, I feel like that's the same room.
And I can't count on Caleb Johnson his depth right now because you just don't know. You don't know what he's going to look like. He's a rookie. He's a third-round pick. You've been saying it. He's not a first-round pick, and he didn't play all that well in the preseason until he was playing against backups. So I can't sit here and say that I'm in love with the guy when, yeah, I like the draft pick, but we ain't seen anything out of him yet.
I mean, Chase Brown had 990 yards rushing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. 7 touchdowns.
And he was the lead guy, whereas Jalen Warren has never been a lead guy in his career. So we're doing some projection there. Do you agree with me, though? You might as well ride Jalen early then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Now that you paid him, he's your guy. Set this... Get this run game going so you can set up this passing game. If you believe in him that much, you obviously do because you paid him. So believe in the run game. Believe in him getting a significant amount of carries the first game.
And I don't think it's going to work for Aaron Rodgers unless they run the ball effectively.
Right.
They did not run the ball enough last year with the Jets. And had they, I think more people would be buying Aaron Rodgers now than are. And I think more people are buying him than were before training camp, but if Aaron Rodgers is to be as good as he can be, I think you need to be probably a top 10 running team in the NFL. And they were among the league leaders in attempts last year. You have to have the production to match the willingness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to run the ball as much as they want to, it's got to be effective. It can't just be token. Like, we saw a lot of 2nd and 10 running. They're going to want to run the ball on 2nd down a lot. Fine. But you got to have more success on 1st downs. And we've talked about the weapons they have in the red zone. And you specifically have talked about that. Like, they might not be the most explosive offense in the NFL. Nobody's expecting that. But DK Metcalf is a moose. You've got Washington. You've got Jonnu Smith. You've got size. Even Roman Wilson's tough. You also need to be able to run the ball down there in the red zone. And I don't feel like they ran the ball well enough in the red zone last year. If you do, you could be effective down there. But if not, and you're one-dimensional, I don't care how many 6'8" dudes you got. You got to be able to run the ball down there. Keep them honest. And we'll see if they can.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.